It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Erin Fitzgerald. She's CEO of USFRA. That's the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. We'll talk with Erin Fitzgerald from World Ag Expo in just a moment. First off, what are climate smart practices? Robert Bonney is with USDA.
Yesterday, the secretary announced the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities program. Using CCC dollars, USDA will partner with agriculture and forestry to scale the adoption of climate smart practices associated with commodity production and quantify and verify the climate gains from these pilot projects. Our goal is to de-risk the adoption of climate smart practices so that farmers, ranchers, and forest owners can benefit from the development of emerging markets for climate smart commodities.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Erin Fitzgerald. Erin is the CEO of USFRA. You may know that acronym. It's U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. Erin, great to see you.
Great to see you. Happy to be here. We're in sunny Tulare right now.
I know. It's a little cooler back home, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's really nice to be here at the World Ag Show.
So, as we look, I don't know if you've had a chance to cover all of World Ag Expo yet because it takes usually a couple of days, but you've seen some interesting things here. Does it have you optimistic about the future for ag?
It does. It seems like everyone's really having some good days, right? We're out of COVID. We're off the Zoom. It's sunny here. What I'm really excited is really seeing like a lot about sustainability, about the future of ag, and that ag can be a solution.
I think you've teed it right up. Let's step back, though. When I introduced it, I said U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. Some might have thought, well, wait, there used to be a different name there. What's behind the change in the name?
Yeah, it's a great, you know, we look at our farmer values. We believe that our farmers are the leaders in action, and they're taking action every single day through every farmer, every acre, and it requires every leader in action. So we just said, well, why don't we just change our name? You know, our name in action actually represents what we do on our farms. We take action. We also inspire leaders to take action, and we believe that action on our farm and on the environment really happens through farmers. So let's just change our name. And so we're really all about leading a decade of agriculture. We believe by 2030, we need to raise the ambition of the sector and bring all of the food and agriculture leaders together towards a common purpose. And that's part of our name change.
You talk about action. Does that involve sometimes getting on a plane and flying across the Atlantic for an event that maybe farmers and ranchers and agriculture have not been a part of in the past?
Absolutely. It's all about making certain that we put our farmers first and into the conversations that matter. This past year, there was a UN event, the Food Summit, and it really will define the future of food and agriculture. And we felt very strongly that our farmers needed to be there. Our chairwoman at the time, and you'll meet Marilyn Hirsch, our new chair, Ann Meese, was like, I'm going. I'm like, bring your boots. And we have a picture of her underneath the glove with her boots. And we're like, we are leaders in action right here. And we led a march off the stage even. We said that, you know, we are the eco workforce, the eco boots in nature. These are the two panelists. They're farmers. And if you believe that farmers can be that eco workforce, can be the solutions for climate change, that plants can go fix it and our farmers can do it, then we're going to walk off stage and we're going to go to our chefs, who are also the handprint in our communities and can go solve it. Let's work on this together. And we made basically a call that farmers should be at the climate change talks in 2027. So we're headed to Egypt. Every farmer listening, get ready. I know you might think it's crazy that this is the whole thing on climate change, but I'm telling you, our farmers, we know how to do this stuff. We need to lead by example.
So partnerships, it's one thing when farmers and ranchers gather together, but how important is it to get other brands involved in that action?
So it is so important to have to be right alongside. You know, we know this, right? When you do business, you want to be with partners. Well, who are our partners? They are the food makers. If you add, every time I walk into a farmer room, they say, oh, there's 2% who farm today, and there's another 98%. I'm like, well, who are the other people? Okay, really back it up. If you add up who works in food and ag, 15% of the American workforce works in food and agriculture. So if we work together, then maybe we can do a better job about telling the American public the good things that we're doing. If we work together on our business solutions, we can do a lot together. So let's get us all working together. That's what the Decade of Ag is about. Let's make certain that everybody, you know, at Nestle and these brands, they know where their food comes from, that we're working together on this. This is a tough business, the food and agriculture sector. You know, let's join forces. Let's work together. And at the end of the day, we know we can do a lot together in our communities and for the planet. So let's just really work together.
So you talk about the Decade of Ag, but really 30 is a big number you have in place. Why is that important?
Okay, so we have 30 harvests. And everyone kind of goes, what does that mean? So by 2050, we have 10 billion people that are going to come to dinner. And for any other sector, you can say, oh, okay, we got to improve more. We can, you know, healthcare, you can imagine, or your iPhone, you can say, I can imagine this being a little bit more creative. Well, the last 10 years, the iPhone isn't even the coolest invention. It's older than 10 years. But if you imagine our farmers to get that much better, to feed 10 billion people, that means that we have to grow as much food as we produce in all of mankind for the last 8,000 years. And that means that every spring, every farmer worldwide is going to have to get incrementally better in the face of Mother Nature. And that job, well, that has become a lot harder. 8 out of the last 10 harvest seasons have been extreme and episodic events. This is no longer business as usual. Everybody, you kind of know this. Don't put a word to it, but you know it. It's been tough. And we've got to innovate in that new business climate. And so 30 harvests is really saying for our farmers, it's 30 chances to get it right. We need everybody to be partnering with us. This is the grand challenge of our lifetime. This is bigger than going to the moon, guys. We know how to go to the moon. We know how to put people up in the rocket. But we got to figure out planet Earth. We got to figure out what we're doing underneath our soils. And our farmers, we're committed to it, but we need help. We need innovation. We need solution. We need technology and financing now.
You mentioned soil. Oh, soil is soil. Or is it?
Soil. Gosh, there's so many. There's a panel tonight talking about the microbes in soil. You know, there's 20,000 different soil types. I didn't know that. I mean, that is a complicated business, right? And so every farmer I know, it's like, you know, there's a lot out there. And the consuming public and even our scientists and people who are in the business don't even realize how complex this little Mother Nature biogeome that is under our soil. But we know that our soils are the solution. And the more we put our investment in there, the more we put our technology and our know-how in soil, every farmer I know, they're kind of intuiting it and they're using science or using technology, but there's so much more. It's untapped science. So let's keep going. It's a new frontier. Let's go for it.
Talked about a lot of things, but we want to find out more about USFRA. How do we do it?
I would say go to usfarmersandranchers.org, get involved in the Decade of Ag. Ask your organizations, ask your suppliers, hey, are you involved in the Decade of Ag? Get involved. The other thing you can do is get right now on YouTube or go to our website and watch a 30 Harvest film. We also have a film out there about a carbon neutral pig. These are stories about real farmers taking real action who are the superheroes of the struggling on their own way, making their own way towards this idea of being carbon neutral, making their way towards making a solution for their community and the planet. And I know that they're not the only one. Ask yourself, what am I doing? I know you're doing great work, but get involved.
Because at the end of the day, if we don't do it, then what?
I guess I don't know who can grow our food other than us. Food, feed, and fiber. Like, you know, it's the question, like, if it's not me, then who? You know, ask yourself, what can you do, right? That was the big old question. So you have to get involved, and you have to step up. You have your own destiny, and I would say that coming together, working together as a solution, as an agriculture, together, working together, we can be a solution. So get involved in USFRA. I'd love to have you. If you've got hidden talents, let me know. We'll put you to work.
So good to see you. Enjoy the rest of your show. Come back and see us soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Aaron Fitzgerald, the CEO of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. From World Ag Expo 2022, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
For 40 years, United Ag has been committed to ensuring the vitality of the ag industry. United Ag helps protect your future and the future of your workforce. Join United Ag and take advantage of up-to-date information on pending legislation and immigration reform, advocacy, health benefits, and leadership opportunities. United Ag is here to ensure your farm makes it to the next generation. Join us at www.unitedag.org. That's unitedag.org.
Second best isn't good enough when it comes to your tractor's performance. You know it? We know it. That's why we run Fendt tractors. One test drive can show you the difference between a great tractor and a truly exceptional machine. Ready to set up a demo? Get behind the wheel of a Fendt to experience it for yourself and see why the best run operations run Fendt. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talks about how USDA is addressing drought.
In the fall of last year, we issued the third and final WIP Plus program payment, bringing the total WIP Plus assistance for producers impacted in 2018 and 19 from natural disasters to more than $3 billion. And while we're still completing the tallying of applications for 2021, USDA has already received over 74,000 applications for a total of over $500 million through the Livestock Forage Program. Now, we know this program is an important tool that has provided critical and initial fusion and assistance for farmers and ranchers. However, the widespread and severe drought conditions across the West last year overwhelmed this safety net system and drove prices for feed 50% or more above typical LFP formula calculations. So USDA is now turning its full attention to delivering assistance for drought provided by Congress and signed by the president last fall through the Extending Government Funding and Delivering Emergency Assistance Act. That's a mouthful, but essentially it's a continuing resolution that kept the government going. And Congress has recognized the need exceeded the existing programs and provided an additional disaster assistance fund of $10 billion to assist agricultural producers in recovery for eligible disaster events that occurred in calendar years 2020 and 2021. Now, this specifically included, at Congress's direction, $750 million specifically for livestock producers for losses incurred due to drought, wildfires, and other storms in calendar year 2021. Now, we're working feverishly to prioritize the $10 billion and are gathering feedback from producers and stakeholders to think about the best ways to use this for drought resiliency. And we're working incredibly hard to develop the program, the policies, and the provisions required to equitably distribute this much-needed relief to producers who have been hit hard by catastrophic disasters. In doing so, we have a few goals and priorities. We want to get the funds out quickly. We want to streamline the process to reduce the burden on you, the producers. We want to make sure that underserved producers who have been left out of past relief efforts get their fair share. We want to encourage risk management tools that are already available as disasters for disasters by encouraging participation in those programs. So we're working on a two-step process in livestock and crop support.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like a Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Robert Bonney is Under Secretary for Farm Production and Conservation.
We're in the midst of the 2022 crop year sign-up for ARC PLC, an important safety net program that provides critical support to mitigate fluctuations in either revenue or prices for certain crops. In November 2021, we issued $1.8 billion in payments for producers for the 2020 crop year, and we're on pace for enrollment this year with a deadline for sign up in the middle of March.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
For 40 years, United Ag has been committed to ensuring the vitality of the ag industry. United Ag helps protect your future and the future of your workforce. Join United Ag and take advantage of up-to-date information on pending legislation and immigration reform, advocacy, health benefits, and leadership opportunities. United Ag is here to ensure your farm makes it to the next generation. Join us at www.unitedag.org. That's unitedag.org.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Robert Bonney is Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA.
We are committed to making USDA's farm and conservation programs available to all farmers and ranchers and forest owners. Last August, FSA published the final rule for the AIRS Property Relending Program to help producers and landowners resolve AIRS property and land ownership and succession issues. All three FPAC programmatic agencies are increasing outreach and assistance in historically underserved communities. Beginning farmers and ranchers represent more than a quarter of the farming population, but have historically experienced more difficulty obtaining assistance from USDA. FPAC will continue to prioritize assistance to these farmers and ranchers. Likewise, urban agriculture is of growing importance. FSA now has 11 urban county offices focused on programs and engagement with producers. And we just announced the membership of the Urban Agricultural Federal Advisory Committee.